I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this moment, I'd like to recognize members of the community that we have lost since our last meeting. Laverne Grissa, Martin Lynch, Ronald Foster, Cynthia Dow Chapman, James Feinsteiber, Liz Perone, and Byron Peterson. Senior. Okay, we need a motion to approve the agenda. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Need approval of vouchers in the general fund of $24.95 to $25.37 and the ACH of $24.74 to $12.77.
I will move for approval of those vouchers.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the August 17th, 2020 regular town board meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
A&R. We received from the county $249,696.81, which was the August portion of the taxes that we were due. So, in the general account, we have $1,481,452.13. And in the ambulance account, $570,843.79. And in the reserve fund, we have $160,034.06.
$590 and $570.
And this is different.
Oh, I'm sorry. Calculator.
Yeah, is it $590 or $570?
Not sure. You got a calculator to add these things together. You know, whatever it is, it's a typo.
Well, I would move to approve with the proviso that Henry and Frank are correct. Incorrect number.
What category is that under?
The ambulance.
Ambulance.
Oh, sorry. A slip of finger.
Oh, I see.
You didn't get either?
Oops.
Do you either have $599.61.55 twice?
I will correct it to that.
Bob's motion was to approve the treasurer's report.
As corrected on 8.
She can bring that to us at our next meeting.
Sure.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor with the correction. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 11, discussion possible action, Foley Tree Service request to run the crane on town roads. I see a gentleman here with a full shirt, so I would suspect that's why he's here.
That is, you're right.
They brought this to us, I think it was just a letter form, some time ago, and we were concerned with the weight of the crane, because it was, what, 96,000 pounds or?
It's just over 90 with no counterweights on it.
Okay, just over 90. And so then I got a call from Ashley in their office and said what they were looking at doing was taking the counterweights off of the crane and hauling those on a separate truck to reduce the weight of the crane, and then the weights would be on the second one. So what would be the weights? Now, she told me, and I think she said the crane itself would be 72,000?
About 92,000. So
just the crane?
Just the crane. Yeah, okay. Full counterweights here at about 130.
So you're at about 45 tons?
Correct. With zero counterweights, correct.
And then how much were the counterweights?
Counterweights add up to just shy of 50,000.
So they're 25 tons. And so I told my, let the board here to discuss it again. If you think in terms of what you see going down the road, concrete mixer truck will run about 70, 75,000 pounds. A loaded dump truck will run 75,000. So when you're at 90?
Correct.
So there are still, an additional 25,000 pounds over that, or you weigh it down to 12 tons the size of a pickup.
What weight are our roads designed to carry?
The design mix that we use in, if they were the old roads, the old standard was that we ran 4 inches of gravel, 2 inches of blacktop. We've gone up to 6 inches of gravel, 2 1/4 inches on the blacktop. They should be able to carry that kind of weight. Now, the one thing that if it were a constant, a truck would be running on it every day, then I'd be a little nervous. But you'd be using it just for jobs here and there?
Yeah, right now in the town here, we just have 2 jobs to do with it. So it's definitely not all the time. I mean, if we don't need it, if we have access, if the tree is safe enough, if we don't have machine access and the tree is safe enough to climb, we go that route. It all comes down to if it's really poor access and they're very large trees, and we're just trying to put the least amount of risk on the guys that are working up in here. So right now it's just 2 jobs for that crane. The crane comes in, it has eight tires on the thing. They're big wide float tires. I purchased it, I special ordered it with the big float tires. The biggest thing that it has is it has all wheel steer, so all 8 tires on the thing steer. So if you take a corner to the right, the front 2 axles turn to the right, the rear axles actually go to the left, so it pivots around. So trying to get in roads, even chip sealed roads, the honest truth is like our dual axle trucks are creating more damage getting into driveways and things than this crane is. So it's definitely not all the time. But you have those certain jobs, and that's why we got it, is because some jobs are very difficult.
Yeah, I did see it going down the road up off of Highway W in Winchester. And yeah, it's 8 axles, so. Or
4 axles, 8 tires.
With float tires, which does help to disperse the weight. Now, I guess you could look at it, and if they would like to use it, that they contact the town hall and talk to Pete about it and have Pete look at the road to see what kind of shape it's in. A lot of them aren't in the best of shape, and you may do some damage. A lot of the newer ones, just in the last 20 years, I guess I'm not so much worried about. And one thing also to consider and remember that a lot of the roads in town are tribal roads also, so you'll have to, you know, talk to them.
Yeah, we have approval for all their roads.
Jim?
Are they gonna be on any of the chip seal roads in the town?
Well, that's why I wanted, you know, I don't know which roads, you know, said which ones they were going on, but, you know, have Pete look at them and see what kind of shape they're in.
Yeah, they can't take the weight as a blacktop, right?
No, it's not as strong.
So, yeah, what we would do is we would call at a time on a request basis, call you, let you know what roads we would need to run. And then you would just need to let us know at that point in time if you feel that road is strong enough for it or not. And the honest truth, the thing to consider is there are logging roads and excavation trucks that are running the road. These roads have much heavier weights than what this crane is. And it's just happening. And I'm of course trying to do it properly because I want to have a good relationship and not have problems in the future. And so, I mean, everybody knows that. It's just been a thing that's always just happened. And
you'd be amazed how many heavy logging trucks we get going down Schwong and Forest Road. And that's chip sealed.
So I opened a little bit of a can of worms by doing this. Some companies are not happy with me, but I knew that I was running overweight and I wanted to be upfront with it. So, you know, it's just one of those things that I'm getting. There's three towns in the entire area that we work, which is a large area from Wausau all the way to UP, that right now, you are one of them that are thinking about a request. One is just a hard no. But everybody else has been good so far because a lot of people are also seeing that there are other companies and trucks running the roads overweight. And there are other towns and counties that said they talked to, you know, other people on boards if you want to, because they have not been seeing that this has been an issue. So if there's other thought that needs to go into it, we can maybe provide more information to you.
I would move to approve as long as Pete is consulted on each
case. On each case.
Okay.
I would support along with Pete, and that you have your, if you're crossing any tribal, that you have that documentation ready.
Yep.
Because that'll be the first area you'll get in hot water.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to allow Foley to use their crane on the roads pending, you know, that they contact the road crew foreman for his review and input on it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 5:13.
Motion.
Second. Motion been made and second to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Yes.
Am I tired?
Take care of it.
That's right. Never mind.